Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at an 1878 Texas UFO sighting. That's correct, an 1878 Texas UFO sighting. Now, what I love about these old sightings is that we can rule out drones, weather balloons, hobby balloons, top secret war machines, all that kind of nonsense. We can just take those tools out of the tool bag of the debunker, because 1878 was a long time before any of that stuff was even conceived of. Also, what I like about these is that so often the reports are just printed from the witness's mouth to our ear. We don't have a lot of this interjected stuff from the government. We don't have a lot of this nonsense from the debunker. So we get some of our very best reports of sightings and encounters, I think, from this purely modern era. Now, this first article comes to us from the UFOcasebook.com, UFOcasebook.com. I'll put a link to their site at the Ko-Fi and Locals website. A lot of really neat stuff over there, a very detailed, site over there. I definitely recommend you go over and take a look for yourself. Now, this article says January 1878, Denison, Texas Daylight UFO. Got a little illustration here. And then it says the term flying saucer was made popular by a journalist covering Kenneth Arnold's sighting of nine flying discs in June of 1947. The journal misquoted Arnold, who did not describe the objects as saucer-shaped, but describes their strange movements as similar to a saucer thrown on the water and bouncing several times. Quote, they flew like a saucer would if you skipped it across the water. But a Texan farmer, John Martin, used the term saucer 69 years earlier to describe the flying object he saw on a hunting expedition in the surroundings of Denison, Texas, on January 2, 1878. In this case, also, saucer does not refer to the shape, but to the size of the object observed, as its shape was described as that of a balloon. John Martin saw the dark object high in the southern sky. He first noticed it to be about the size of an orange that grew in size as it got closer to him. After he had to rest his eyes, it had increased considerably in size and appeared to be going quite fast. When it was over him, it was the size of a large saucer and at a great height. So even though he says this is similar to a balloon, it doesn't sound at all like a balloon to me. Hard to believe somebody would have had the resources to place, you know, a large hot air balloon down there in this part of Texas almost, 150 years ago. Because this UFO was dark and not a mysterious light, reflective or silvery, many scientists believe he saw a solid object against the sky with the light behind it. The sighting was reported by the local newspaper Denison Daily News on January 25, 1878, with the title A Strange Phenomena. The article was a first-hand report from the farmer, and its full text is, and we'll read it, it says, from Mr. John Martin, a farmer who lives some 6 miles south of the city, we learned the following strange story. Tuesday morning, while out hunting, his attention was directed to a dark object high up in the southern sky. The peculiar shape and velocity with which the object seemed to approach riveted his attention, and he strained his eyes to discover its character. When first noticed, it appeared to be about the size of an orange, which continued to grow in size. After gazing at it for some time, Mr. Martin became blind from long looking and left off viewing it for a time in order to rest his eyes. On resuming his view, the object was almost overhead and had increased considerably in size. It appeared to be going through space at wonderful speed. When directly over him, it was about the size of a large saucer and was evidently at great height. Mr. Martin thought it resembled, as well as he could judge, a balloon. It went as rapidly as it had come and was soon lost to sight in the heavenly skies. Mr. Martin is a gentleman of undoubted veracity, and this strange occurrence, if it was not a balloon, deserves the attention of our scientists. Of course, old reports somehow lack accurate information, and no witnesses interviewed is possible to get the missing information or check the witness reliability, but these old reports exist, and even lacking of clear data, they sometimes cannot be easily interpreted in terms of commonplace phenomena. And it goes on, it says, who knows, maybe some even older report can still surface where a UFO is described as a saucer, like in some aspect, written by B.J. Booth. Yeah, that's kind of gives you a short synopsis of what happened there. Now, let's take a look at this next article. This is from TexasCoopPower.com. It's like the date on this is March 2016, by E.R. Bills. It says, the first flying saucer description of Denison UFO in 1878 became archetype for alien space travel. Then it goes on, it says, when I was growing up in the late 1970s, the Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind practically owned the big screen, and Hollywood followed up with a Mork and Mindy takeover of network TV. Folks were captivated by galaxies far, far away, and I was no different. But Texas seemed light years away from everything that was going on in deep space. I recently stumbled across something that dispelled this youthful misperception. Mork, Han Solo, Chewbacca, and the visitors portrayed in Close Encounters were all space travelers, and the modern archetype for alien space travelers is the flying saucer. As it turns out, the first recorded flight of a flying saucer was not in Roswell, New Mexico, or Boulder, Colorado, or at the Devil's Tower in Wyoming. One was spotted in Texas on January 22, 1878. Now, the other article said January 17th, so just keep that in mind. According to a January 25th, 1878 front page report in the Denison Daily News, which was attributed to the Dallas Herald and headlined a strange phenomena, a farmer named John Martin was hunting 6 miles north of the city when he spotted something in the distance. Martin's attention was directed to a dark object high up in the southern sky, the story said. The shape and velocity with which the object seemed to approach riveted his attention, and he strained his eyes to discover its character. At first, the object appeared to be the size of an orange, but it got bigger and brighter as it approached. Martin stared at it so long he was temporarily blinded, and by the time his vision was restored, the object was almost directly overhead. I kind of wonder if that was from staring, or if that was from some sort of light this thing was emitting. By then it was about the size of a large saucer, quote unquote, and was soaring across the sky at high altitude and with incredible speed. Martin said it resembled a balloon, and the Herald reporter noted that if it was not a balloon, it deserved the attention of our scientists. The story appeared in the Dallas Weekly Herald on January 26 and the Daily Oklahoman soon after that. There is no evidence this incident ever actually received examination from local, state, or national scientists at the time, but it did grab the attention of stargazers and researchers decades later. It was discussed in the influential book, The Flying Saucers Are Real, Fawcett Publications, 1950, by Donald Kehoe, revisited in the Dallas Morning News on August 6, 1965, and examined in Close Encounters of the Lone Star Kind and the Texas Monthly in 1969. It says, although mysterious objects in the sky have been recorded throughout human history, the sighting in Denison led to the first ever mention of a flying saucer, and flying saucers have been a staple of UFO lore ever since. Where Martin saw the saucer is not exactly clear. According to the 1880 U.S. Census, there was a tenant farmer named John E. Martin living in Grayson County, where Denison is located. But there were 5 John Martins working as farmers at Collin County, just north of Dallas in Dallas County. 3 Johns, 2 of whom are listed in the 1870 census, 1 John P. and 1 John W. in the 1880 census listed no John Martin in the Dallas County. So definitely there were people there by that name, and it even in that very near location where this was reported to have happened at. It says, regardless of which John Martin saw a flying saucer in North Texas in 1878, at least 3 local newspapers reported it. At a time when no one had even heard of a UFO, much less space aliens, Close Encounters, or R2-D2, the sighting occurred before there was a genuine context or compelling rhetoric for such events. It also took place before the sightings themselves became cliché, lending credence to the original account and firmly cementing the notion of visitors from galaxies far, far away, right here in our own backyard. That much is true. I mean, you weren't hearing about UFOs and the papers all the time. They certainly didn't have the internet or television or cell phones. This guy was just out hunting, trying to make ends meet, trying to put food on the table, and he sees this UFO. that he describes as about the size of a saucer. Now, this last article here is from Boxton.com. Looks like it's about 4 years ago. It says 69 years before UFO pop culture, January 1978, Denison, Texas. Well, most researchers attribute the term flying saucer to a 1947 sighting of several disc-shaped objects by pilot Kenneth Arnold at Mount Rainier, Washington. The term saucer was actually first used for a UFO in 1878 when Texas farmer John Martin described a flying object he saw during a hunting trip. Martin was hunting on his property north of Dallas, Texas on the morning of Wednesday, January 2nd, 1878. Suddenly, he noticed a dark object in the sky to the south. When the farmer first saw it, the UFO was about the size of an orange, but it grew in size rapidly as it approached his position. The local newspaper said the peculiar shape and velocity with which the object seemed to approach riveted his attention, and he strained his eyes to discover the character. Since it was morning, and yet the object looked dark, it seems like the UFO did not have any lights. Instead, it appeared as a dark shape against the bright blue of the sky. Martin kept staring at it as it moved rapidly toward him. Martin said the UFO appeared to be going through space at a wonderful speed. Let's think about this. This is back in the time of horse and buggies. I mean, not that long, what, a dozen years after the Civil War, 10 years after the Civil War. I mean, fastest thing around would have been a locomotive, I suppose. The brightness of the sky temporarily blinded Martin, and he lost track of where the object was. He rested his eyes for a few minutes. By the time he could see it again, the UFO was right on top of him, and it was much larger than before. So imagine this fellow being out there looking up into this bright sun-filled sky, absolutely free of chemtrails, I might add. And I suppose just the brightness of the sun behind this, you know, beautiful blue sky might have been enough to strain his eyes while he was staring at this UFO for a little too long. The newspaper article said when directly over him, it was about the size of a large saucer and was evidently a great height. So he knows this thing's big, but it's just way up there. So although it was huge in size, it was also very high up in the sky. This means its true size was even larger than what it seemed to be. Martin described the shape of the object as sort of like a balloon, but although hot air balloons already existed, they were extremely rare and they did not move very fast. Martin kept watching the UFO until it moved completely out of view. It went as rapidly as it had come and was soon lost to sight in the heavenly skies, the newspaper said. A report about the sighting appeared in the Denison Daily News on January 25, 1878. It was titled "A Strange Phenomena" and consisted of a first-hand report from the farmer. The newspaper article confirmed that Martin was a very trustworthy person. He was not the kind of person who would make up a false story. Mr. Martin is a gentleman of undoubted veracity, and his strange and this strange occurrence, if it was not a balloon, deserves the attention of our scientists, the article said. It's got a picture of this old newspaper here. Pretty cool. And it also gives you the links to the actual newspaper article. Goes on, it has the quotes here from it. Talks about when he saw this UFO, how it was the size of an orange, how it came up over him. He looks up, it's the size of a saucer, and then it darts off. And then it goes on down here talking about Dr. J. Allen Hynek. It says, in the early 1970s, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, a famous astronomer and UFO investigator, studied the Martin sighting. Hynek classified the incident as a daylight disk. These types of UFOs usually travel very fast and make almost no sound. They sometimes make sudden, sharp turns while traveling extremely fast. Daylight discs are often described as shiny or metallic. They usually display no lights. Sometimes the witnesses may hear a very faint swishing sound. Daylight discs are mostly reported after 1940, so this is a very unusual case from 1878. It is extremely rare. It remains one of the most interesting UFO cases of the late 1800s. When you think about that, this guy's seeing the same thing back then that we're seeing today, okay? But the difference is 1878. We don't have automobiles. We don't have cars. Airplanes haven't been invented. So what was the UFO that this Mr. Martin actually saw? Well, we know it wasn't a drone. We know it wasn't a Chinese or a Russian warplane or spy plane or spy balloon for that matter. It was a UFO. I just think this is so cool to go back and look at some of these old articles, especially in light of some of the stuff that's been going on. I think I'll cover it next week, possibly. There's an article out talking about Representative Tim Burchett being approached by, I don't know if it was a congressman or what, but this person telling him, unnamed person telling him, that he needs to quit pursuing disclosure on UFOs because Americans can't handle the truth. Can't handle the truth. Well, look what happened in 1878. They handled the truth. They just reported what they saw. But today, we have this huge apparatus that I call the deep state. Some people, I guess, call it the blob, of these dozens, if not hundreds, of agencies and departments and whatnot, filled with bureaucrats, most of them pretty well paid, by the way, living off of the taxpayer largesse. And they're the ones telling us that only they should know about the UFOs. Only they are allowed to have this information. Now, in 1878, we didn't really have that. We didn't have all of the bureaucracy that was created under Woodrow Wilson's administration and after that. We didn't have the whole modernization of society being taken over by these government bureaucrats. So information did seem to flow somewhat more freely on a lot of levels. In this case, we had a guy who claimed to see a UFO, and the reporter simply reported what the man said. He didn't take it upon himself to debunk him. He didn't take it upon himself to try to deperson this individual. He didn't print lies about him or innuendos or rumors, or didn't accuse him of being mentally ill or having some other design on the situation to profit from it. He simply reported what the witness told him he saw. A simpler, better time. So when people say that we can't handle the truth, I would have to say, well, perhaps some people couldn't handle the truth. I mean, after what we've been through the last couple of years, I think that's obvious. But I do believe that the majority of the people can handle the truth, and we can handle it the same way it was handled in 1878 when John Martin seen this UFO fly over his farm while he was out hunting. Just report the truth, nothing but the truth. As they say, the truth will set you free, right? Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.